Okay, so if you look in the bottom side, it says Od Yesh Levaer. Explain the Sheila of the Rasha. So just to go over it, the question of the Rasha is at the top. Maha Avodah Hazot Lachem. And the reason that we get upset is because he's Lachem Velo Lo. Right? He's taking himself out of the conversation. So because he's Hotzi Asmo Min HaKlal, that's kind of the... Okay. So he's kind of going on... The first concept is the concept of... they're both actually, both ideas are related to each other, but it's related to the idea of intellectual Judaism or intellectual religion, to be more broad, which is the question of why do we have to do things in religion to be religious? Why do we have to do actions? Right, the idea of avoda, right? Ma avoda. So he's going to kind of go on this idea that why do you have to be involved in, which is essentially you take away the actions and you're left with Christianity. You know, the whole idea of
feel a little spiritual.
Belief, yeah, I'm saying just the idea of belief. Belief is all you need to have.
The Rosh is saying I could have all the emotions and all the feelings that the mitzvah is trying to get me to do.
This is the idea.
I don't need to do it.
Correct. It's an interesting, I'd never heard this way of thinking about it before. So let's see. So he says like, so first he brings...
It's a Mendelssohnian.
Yes.
It's a Mendelssohnian thing.
Yes. Yes.
Students.
Yeah. So he brings from the Sefer Ikarim. Sefer Ikarim was written by Rav Yosef Albo. It's a Sephardic philosopher. And so he quotes in the first line, Agdid Divrei Chachamim HaChokera Elohi HaGaon Mari Albo B'Sefer Ikarim. So now he's quoting from the Sefer Ikarim. Ki yesh harbe apikorsim hamechanim atzman b'shem maskilim. Okay. Hatoanim.
He lived in that time?
I thought he lived a little bit earlier, but...
maybe it wasn't officially...
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure if he's referring... Right, correct. I'm not sure he's referring to the movement. You have to go look in the history books to see when he lived. So they would say, if the whole purpose of doing mitzvot is to make stronger emunah in your heart, so every action is meant to set off a emotion or a certain belief. Deot, right? Imkein or machshava. Imkein kishanu maminim gam beloze einu natzrichim yoter lemaseh mitzvot halalu. What do we need the action for if we can just say I believe the same way that I'll believe after doing the action? V'day baskalata muskalot bilvad lehitkarev al Hashem yibarach. They're not saying we're taking God out of the picture. They're saying we're going to get close to God through the intellectual or emotional realm without the actions involved. But v'emet hevel yiftzeh pihem. This is nonsense, basically. Sh'amitzvot mitzad atzmam mitzad amaseh sh'behem yesh behem inyanim elyonim me'od sh'yesh behem tachlit nichbad gam biladeh hatamim hanal. So he says you can't just throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? The mitzvot themselves have, it's not just that the mitzvot lead us to something. There's an inherent power to the performance of the mitzvah itself. That's kind of the direction that he wants to take this in. That the mitzvah experience is equal, or at least equal to, what it causes us to feel or think. Which is also a very nice idea, because often we think about mitzvot as a means to an end. And the purpose of doing a mitzvah is to feel more connected. But maybe the mitzvah itself is supposed to have an independent value of sorts. V'lazeh ramaz David
ha-melech.
What was it?
Supposed to fix your midot.
Supposed to fix your midot, right. Right, and it's not necessarily something that's just supposed to bring you... If it fixes your midot and it makes you be a stronger emunah, okay, so you end up getting two for the price of one. And that's the remez of David HaMelech and Tehillim. Karu li zedim shichot asher lo ketoratecha. What are the shichot? The omram kol mitzvotecha emunah bilvad ve'in sorach l'maseh mitzvot mamash. So on the one hand, you have the idea of emunah, and there's no need for the mitzvot. Aval sheker redafuni. What does that mean? Sheker v'dafuni? Falsehood chases after me. V'lachem b'vakasha mimcha azreini l'sakel atzatam kima kiluni ba'aret. You have to open up a Tehillim and see what all these things mean exactly. It seems like it's a certain trick that you think you can just accomplish things just with the mind. Ayadei pitu yeyem is a certain pitu means like a seduction or like it tricks you into believing something. Gam lo emunah gavru ba'aretz v'ani lo azavti pikudecha sheim tachlit ram v'nisa v'lachein yechastecha cheini v'ashmera edut picha shatara nikri b'lashon edut kakatuv top alaf sa'i b'laron diten an edut l'mar k'shem she'im anu mekablim edut mi p'edim ha'maseh mesuyam chayavim anachnu l'kabel divrei edut k'ma shvam chibshutam shol dvarim lo la'asok kavanot asher lo alo libam. Okay, let's see how he's explaining this. L'mashal if witnesses come and they give testimony in the Sanhedrin, Reuven haraget Shimon biyom ploni uvemakom ploni. Reuven killed Shimon on third day in so and so such a place. V'achar kach ba'u edim acherim behezimu. Two guys come later and say, right, the first guys were lying; they weren't really there. Einanu reshem lefaresh kavanat edim arishonim sheperush haraget Shimon. We can't say to the first guys, interpretation.
Credibility.
You know, that said that he killed him, that really what he meant to say was he didn't actually kill him, he just stole from him and took away his parnasa, which is as if he killed him. We have to take it exactly on face value as they said it. We have to accept the words of the Torah like an eidud. We're not supposed to. This is if we were just accepting it literally, right? That they're just trying to tell something else. That's what the Torah says. You got to put it in between your eyes. You got to put it on your hand. What is he really trying to say? He's trying to say that the Torah is actually commanding us to do an action. This is the point, right? The Torah is commanding us to do an action. The Torah is not commanding us to believe something. If it leads to a belief, that's an outcome. But the action is what is being promoted in the text. He says, don't. If the Torah says, "Ukshartem liora yadecha v'yitzulva v'ninecha," that's actually what Hashem's ratzon was. Hashem's ratzon wasn't. No, it's not really what it means. It really means, what does he say? L'kashram aluach libo, ulamin bilvad. No, he's really just telling us to believe and to do like a spiritual binding of tefillin on your heart, right? V'chein l'skor v'lishmar Shabbat b'foal, and to actually keep Shabbat in actuality. V'chol omer lehefech harei over bishat nefesh al divrei Torah ve'in lo chelek b'torat Hashem ad kan torv dvarav. So that's all from the Sefer Ikarim. V'zohi kavanat she'elad ha'arasha. So what's the Rasha doing? What's he saying? Ma ha'avoda hazot lachem. Right? He says ki lama lachem litroach ba'ofen ma'asi ba'avodat ha'pesach ha'matzav ha'mar v'charos v'chol dik duken v'rei einam ela zeicher l'tziyat mitzrayim. When you chalim lamar b'fem alei zeicher l'tziyat mitzrayim. Just say that you accomplished so much. You go through all of everything that we go through to do the actions. You could accomplish the same thing just by saying the words. Me'av achat parmim or yoter. He's kind of, you know, make saying it tongue in cheek, right? Say 101 times. That's the skula for memory, for remembering something. Say it 101 times or more. O laroch tikun karet b'lashevet kol alayla b'lel shimarim zeh. You make a tikun for the night, and you sit the whole night. V'lachzor ba'al pe'al sipurei yitzia mitzrayim ola srito tamem machazem arhiv ayin v'tiyelanu chavayan niflal ola alam ein tzorach b'chol ha'avoda ha'mefarechet hazot. It's a strong way to think about the question.
We're saying just have the seder without matzah or maror, without korban pesach.
Right. Right. Just, you know, the mind, the cognitive, intellectual realm of experience. The lachain baha.
That's silly, because if you want to argue that the entire point of mitzvot is that you should remember something or whatever, then how does it help you to put the tefillin rather than just read the paragraphs?
Well,
like if the mitzvah were wear the tefillin, open them and read what's inside.
Right.
Then you say, why do you need to wear them at all?
Right. Right.
But if the mitzvah is just to put them and that's it. Right. Then.
What's interesting about this, you know, is that it actually is a good question. Meaning, why is it that actions are so important? I think it's an interesting question to ask at a Seder. I'd be curious to hear what people at your Seder have to say about that question. You know, take the Rashi at face value. He's not asking it in an appropriate way, but he actually is asking a good question. I have in here, Rabbi Chalap says this, maybe we'll look at it after. He makes the point that the Rashas are asking questions. We have to recognize that. He might be a Rasha, he might be coming from the wrong place, but at least he's interested. He's engaged at some level. Maybe he's not presenting it in a respectful way, but he's asking questions. He's kind of searching for a conversation. It's an important. Shana Daily Shul is not even, you know, in the time, like, you have 2 out of 4 of the kids at the thing are asking questions. So you're only going to talk to the kid who's the good student, you know, the other student. We're not going to talk about that now in class, you know. And
that's who wants to ask those questions.
No, those are the hard questions, right? So let's see how he finishes this. V'lachein b'hamagid lahakot et shinav. What's the hakachinav? Omer lo, bavur ze asa Hashem li b'tzeiti mimitzrayim. What is the ze? Ki gam b'mitzrayim lo zachu l'geula el al yedei asiyat shtei mitzvot. Dam Pesach v'dam Mila. L'chaperish Rashi v'parsha bo v'ilu ayosim gam heim ha-mitzvot halalu b'machshava bilvad. If they would have done these mitzvot just in their mind, v'lo ba'ofen ma'asi, gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu haya moded lahem k'midatam, v'ayu nigalim b'dimyon u'machshava bilvad. Strong, right? But Hashem would have rescued us in theory, in a state of freedom. There's a point here, which is that the lowness of the position of the Jewish people when they were in Mitzrayim was such that it wasn't enough to just intellectually feel like you've disconnected from that, you know, from that experience. There had to have been an actual physical disconnection, a physical sign that they were leaving. If he would be there, Harasha Hazeh, the Tavar Gzizi, Lo Haya Nigal, he wouldn't have been redeemed. He would have died with the other Rishaim. So it's a nice concept. It's on this point that it's the actions themselves that matter. It's the actions themselves that move a person from A to B, and it's not just something that we we have in our minds. But I still think it's a, I still think it's a very worthwhile kind of question. Why are the actions of Judaism so important? Why does Judaism have to be a religion that's so action-oriented?
We had Bert Turan that once. I was in a, we had an NCSY Shabbat on, so we went up north, so we went to the West Montreal for Sudash Shit, and the rabbi there spoke about this, and he said basically that you are what you do. Let's say, whatever, someone's lazy, and they start doing stuff, and sort of get used to it and become less lazy as they do it more.
Right.
Or someone is like... not generous, but he would give tzedakah or help somebody or whatever, and as they do it more, they become more giving. So like basically saying that that the things you do change you.
Right.
And
it's like the Rambam says, if you can give, if you can give $1 to 100 people, $100 to one person, you give the $1 because each time it builds the midah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, so, so basically, we're saying that that you become what you do, and you can, you know, theoretically, and it's the same with inspiration, for example, right? You go, you hear a nice speech, you go inspired, whatever. If you didn't do anything, next day it's gone and nothing happened. But if you take action right there, then you do something instead.
Right. Right, right. Also, acharei pulot nimshachim alevavot. There's probably different ways for the emotion and mind to be, you know, excited and engaged. But actions are important because the action is a means to an end. Meaning, the action also is a means to an end, but it's important because it's a means to an end. Like, the fact that it leads to an end is good because we want to get to those points. But it's much harder to get to that end without the action. The action is inherently valuable because it does lead to those things. So it's not just about the fact that we need to, you know, that the action does, you know, has that effect. Okay, so that's the first idea. Now, if you turn, he has another kind of direction on this, which is related. It's related to the other one. So here he again, another hasber. Odef Sharla hasbir Sheilat HaRasha. We're not dealing with an uneducated child. We're dealing with someone who's sharp. He knows the story. He's going to use the tools. Look what he says here. He's going to use the tools of the heretics of our time. Livdot milibam te'amim la'mitzvot. So here he's going on the concept of the reasons for mitzvot. She'einam shayachim bizmanim elo. Certain mitzvot don't apply today. Vaz yomru she'mitzvah zo avara le'akelach chas v'shalom. The mitzvah is no longer relevant. Shehit batel asiba, sher biglalaba, mitzvah, the whole reason for why we're doing mitzvah X in the first place is gone. It doesn't exist in 2018. Batel misovev, the whole reason around why we're doing it is gone. Vein tzorach yoter litroach asor mitzvah, son of do the mitzvah anymore. So he gives examples. Hine mitzvah pesach, af shakatuv kra'ach chuka, the mitzvah korban pesach is called a chok, even though it's called a chok, and chok usually means we don't really understand the true reason behind it. Mikom akom, hatam mevor ba midrash vazor kadosh shemipnei shemitzrim ayu avdim lataleh, because the mitzrim were worshiping the sheep. Kakatuv heiniz bachatovat mitzrayim, it says in the psukim there that they were worshiping the sheep. Ratza kadosh baruch hu laarod bitol avodah zarah betzem tokav shlitam mazal taleh. This is why Hashem gave them the Korban Pesach, to overthrow or overcome the worship of the of the sheep, and in fact, Lel Tetvav Nisan has the mazel of Teleh. Vaz halavanim b'miluah. Okay, there's a zodiac connection here, which I don't understand what that means, but you want to explain it?
Huh?
You want to try to explain it?
Sounds like it's the full moon of the
something like this. Okay, represents.
We're gonna slaughter a sheep in the full moon of the month of the sheep, showing that exactly like, the height of the sheep's power.
Correct. We're taking over. Very good. Yeah. But what I was saying is I don't really understand why, well, what that means. Zodiac of the sheep. What you said was a good explanation of it, though. So that's what we're doing it while it's. While it's whole, the etzem lo yishpiruvo, we don't break any bones. Ad shivo klavim v'yugru atzmad atalel kol shildo, the dogs will come and they'll drag the bones of the sheep. Often shein nikar beit shugarim atov yedua kol shein mamash avodah zar. It's going to be a complete disgrace and destruction of their avodah zar. V'lachein baharasha kamidcha kem lemar. So comes the Rasha, and he's using his intellectual capability, and he says, gamli levav kamochem. I have a heart like you. Once upon a time, it was a good, you know, it was a geshmak mitzvah, right? It was manim akdumim sheyu anashim schalim shvaminim b'avodah zara. As v'adish zo hayta avodah chashuva liyisrael asod haPesach utzim ilev atuim matim. Okay, then it was very important because people needed to get that feeling, that belief, that concept of avodah zara out of their heart. Aval bismanenu zeh asher kol maminim ba'achdus aboyrei. Everybody believes in the unity of Hashem. What is Avodah Zarah? You find Avodah Zarah today. You won't find it. You'll find it in some far off countries. Veloni Shar, but not here. Veloni Shar kimat ba'olam shum zeich l'Avodah Zarah. L'Avodah behema. People worshiping animals. Kvar bata latam shel korban pesach ein makom l'Avodah Zarah. And he makes a whole parsha of explanation out of it. Zeh shedikdik lomar ma ha'avodah zarah lachem. And he's referring specifically to, you know, the korban pesach or more broadly to mitzvot that seem to not have relevance in a modern day.
Shall the feed like burn your money or something?
right. Shall the feed Doreinu, our generation, Sarich Lavod Hashem ba'ofen acher. We're not saying take God out of the picture. We're saying we're going to worship God in a different way. Lafi Azman and Lafi Amakom. Right? Vehu Mareh bitlafav simanei tahara. So what is this reference to? It's reference to the pig. The chazir has this kosher signs on the outside. See, Medrash says, picks up his claws and he says, look, I'm kosher. Right? I'm pure. I'm tahor. But really, we know on the inside, that's not how it is. That's the, I think, if you remember, we did the Gemara in Shabbos about the debate about the Roman innovations. And one of them quoted this, right? Don't trust the Romans. It's like the pig.
Good. It looks good.
It looks good on the outside. Exactly. So this is the, they throw this phrase in and they say, Shagam hu maskim ba'ofen acher, lefi hazman, lefi hamakom. Sorry. Shagam hu maskim ba'ofen ekroni, la'avod et Hashem. He's not saying don't worship Hashem. Shesover, she'achshav benitzvot shadronim, tzrichim la'avod et ha'borei ba'ofen moderni. It's to be a more modern approach of Avodat Hashem. That's when the answer comes. Bavur zeh sashem libet seiti mitzrayim, which means kolomar she'af hamitzvot she'adu atamam. Even the mitzvot that we know the reason ain atam ha'ikar the yisod la mitzvah. The reason for the mitzvah, the reason for the yisod, is nothing to do with the need to fulfill it at any time in history. Sharei haTorah kadma la'olam, and now he brings very beautiful. The Torah came from before the world. The Torah was in existence before the world. Gamaz nemru b'Torah kol mitzvot halalu. Everything was written in the Torah before the world was created. V'yadua shetam mitzvot achila matzim nishalu. He speak, but zekam shavotein alachmitz at shigalam akadosh baruch hu miyad. We know exactly the reason why we eat matzah on Pesach, but it was written in the Torah before they had been in Mitzrayim. V'Avram v'Yitzchak v'Yaakov kimu mitzvot achilat matzah maror Pesach. Apparently. They were eating matzah mar pesach. But Terem Galot Yisrael Mitzrayim, they hadn't even gone into exile. Korach mitzvot elu lo tzamchu ketotzami gulat Yisrael. We see clearly these mitzvot are not tied specifically to, right? Lavan was baking matzah, right? These mitzvot are not tied specifically to being a mitzvah. Zeh shamar bavur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzev mitzrayim v'lo amar bavur shiatzati mitzrayim ani yoseh mitzvot eilo. We don't say, because I left mitzrayim, that's why I'm keeping these mitzvot. It's a very nice formulation. Uvazen nisru kol chakirotav shel rasha she'en lo makom la'arev lomar shi batel tamitz or batel sivra v'avad sikri yashem mitzvot. So you can't say, oh, the mitzvah doesn't, the reason for the mitzvah doesn't apply anymore, therefore we should just get rid of it. Elohu ve'elof kimoto yoveid v'or achat min haTorah lo titbatel l'netzach mitzachim. And that's our answer to the Rasha. Torah is eternal. Torah is netzach, and it's not something that's dependent on a specific reason or not. Even though it's something that we don't necessarily fully understand, that's why it's called. And so it's called miyamim yamima. This idea behind it is that it's not dependent on the application of a specific reason. And then he says, "Kama gedolim divrei chachamim shemal liyikra la'or aner divrei amaratz v'mesanhedrin imema lo nigalu tameh torah shrei shtei mikort nigalu tamam nichshal behen gadol olam." There's a danger sometimes to knowing. What is it? Familiarity breeds contempt. Knowing something, being too close to something, understanding something too well. Some way, the way I explain it is it actually limits you. Because once you've explained something to someone in a certain way, they're going to always think about it through that lens. And they won't necessarily think about it through the infinite possibilities. That's why, what's the V'amartem? Why is it V'amartem? I think V'amartem is it's not
for pasuk.
What?
Is it a pasuk?
V'amartem zevach pesach. V'amartem elav. So we say to him, we say to him instead of I say to him. Why we say? Why is it we? I think the idea is that. I guess the Va'amar Tem, the purpose of the Va'amar Tem is saying that it's not coming from an individual giving an answer. It's saying this is what we believe is a system. Right? It's a response from the system. Okay.